Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerard Mayo is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Land Rover of Norwood, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. And by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Hello, Coach.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I've seen better Mondays.
You came in a little hot this morning. I mean, I don't know if you
No, I did come in hot this morning because, you know, the remark that I made last night, like you said, I didn't mean anything by it. You know, maybe a flippant response, and I tried to clarify that with the next question, saying ultimately, it's my decision. Ultimately, all of those decisions, offensively, defensively, and special teams, fall on me. And so, I just want to get that out there.
Yeah. I guess there's some who feel like there's this narrative out there that at times you are pointing the finger in different directions when it comes to the result not being what it could be.
Like what?
People point to you in the infamous soft team comment.
Now everyone says that.
You're ahead of the curve.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I can't coach these guys when they're out there on the field, but it's on them when they get out there.
Those are things that the players have heard me say, who ultimately, that's who I care about the most. I have said that since I was a position coach, the exact same thing. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the world we live in, and it's a different seat that I'm sitting in. I understand that, and look, people are going to take it how they want to take it. When I'm talking to football players, the guys in that room, the men in that room, they understand when I say, look, you're on the field, I'm not. Like, I try to give you the tools, go out there and use them. And the results sometimes, look, we would have won the game, going back to that statement, then everyone would be like, oh, yeah, the players went out there and got it done. But we unfortunately lost the game, and it's me throwing them under the bus, which is not true.
And so your intent was not to throw Alex Van Pelt under the
100%
bus. Did you speak to him afterwards?
I did speak to him. I spoke to him this morning because I didn't even think about that it was going to be a big story today. I spoke to him this morning, and he's just like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Whatever.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. So your intent was to say what? So
no, there was no – look, he asked a question. I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole of trying to explain for the next 10 minutes after we just lost the game about how that whole process went down. I just said, you said it, to try to end the question. And, look, I shouldn't have done that. And, again, just like I tell the players, I'm still learning how those things work.
I think the great thing that we get to do with you is try to clear up some of these narratives.
No, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
How involved are you in the offensive plan?
Look, I'm in there. I'm in there when they're putting the game plan in. I try to spend more time defensively, obviously, because that's my forte. And then look, we all at the end of the day, after we get through on Fridays of ironing everything out, we're all on the same page and we work together well as a staff.
Gerard, to kind of go even a little further, like game day operation, being seen from kind of how it works on the inside, are there times where you'll say, hey, run a QB sneak here, or let's take a shot, or are you more like letting Alex Van Pelt putting it in his hands where you might say, hey, let's be a little bit aggressive here, and then he decides what he wants to come up, or are you actually giving it some input on maybe specific plays that you might want to see?
Or I give input on where I want the ball to go at times. I give input on whether we should run it or pass it at times. But I've said it before. Look, he's the head coach of the offense, and you know, at times I go over to the – I'm on the defensive channel talking to those guys, making corrections, and I have enough faith in the AVP and the rest of the offensive staff to operate when I'm not on that channel.
So why not a sneak there?
Sorry?
Why not a sneak there?
We just try to do what we thought was what was best for the team.
So, did you
I mean, look, we always – look, early in the season we talked about the sneaks as well, and that was when Drake came out of the protocol. We talked about sneaks, and then we – you know, it was off the table. Look, he's a big, strong kid. Can he quarterback sneak? Absolutely. We just didn't call it in that moment.
But when you say, I think it's important to clarify, when you say best for the team, not necessarily best option to win, but are you trying to protect the quarterback in that situation?
Best for the team, and we're always trying to win. So I don't want to go down that one.
Okay.
Your game plan, though, is what everybody's talking about today, especially because it seemed like Jonathan and Robert were having a conversation, and the camera went to them, and it seemed like maybe Jonathan said the play calling is horrible. When do you have that conversation with them after every game, and are they talking about actual football plays with you when you sit down for that conversation, or do they stay in their lane of being owners and you're the coach?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into what they said. I didn't see the clip. I heard about it this morning. But look, they own the football team. They're fans of the team, and they have supported us 100% on the football side of not really getting involved in that stuff, which has been good.
How frustrating for you was it to not come away with any points that first drive? And does that set the tone in any way for the game?
Yeah, to me, you know, and I know a lot of people, look, we won the coin toss, and the mindset going into the game is, look, we want to start fast and try to play with the lead. So we drive the ball, and then we get a penalty, right? And then we miss the kick, and so we're back at square one.
It feels like this team gets to the 35-yard line and all of a sudden, like, gets nervous. It's like, you know, me at my middle school dance. You know, like, they're like, oh, what do we do? Okay, we have a chance here. Let's you know, run it, and then let's settle for a field goal. When I feel like it was a great drive to start. I mean, I thought you guys got the ball. We're going down. Drake has always looked good. Ramondre had a good run. All of that. What changes in the play call and the just general offensive approach once you get into the sort of general field goal area of the opposing team?
Yeah, one thing I would say, just holistically, no matter what team you're on, you now add an extra player. That middle of the field safety that was out there in the field, he's now in the box. And so as the field starts to compress, you know, everything just gets a little bit tighter, and it comes down to details and execution.
It is the one thing that I noticed, and it was very frustrating to me watching it yesterday. You know, your left tackle in low really, really struggles. Is there any point in time in the game where you're like, all right, we have to make a change and put somebody out, or you just feel like maybe the guy behind them's not ready to handle the situation?
Yeah, not to live in the past. Like, we've done that before. Mm-hmm. You look at the opening game when, you know, we made a change, I think, the second or third drive. So right. That's always that's always a possibility. But look, Lowe's out there. He's given us everything that he has, and we appreciate him for that.
Keyshawn Booty was asked about the interception and basically said, you know, it's on me, but when the ball's thrown a little bit low, it's hard to handle. Do you put the blame on Drake for the throw? Is it more on Booty for, you know, the wobble? And does it worry you that maybe there's some finger pointing there?
Yeah, I don't think there's finger pointing, and this isn't the first time we've had this conversation with Booty and his messaging to everyone. To me, it's on both of them. It's on everyone. It's on all 11 guys that are out there. The protection, it's on the quarterback making a good throw, and it's on the receiver making the catch. You know, as a wide receiver, you know, receiver is in the title of your job description. And so, you know, he's made that catch. But again, you know, some of the frustration, I'm sure, is kind of building up.
We talk about a lot of the same things every week. You're probably getting sick of them, but we've talked a lot about missed tackles. Duggar, you know, open field, missed tackle. Is that something that is just – Wiggy talks a lot. Wiggy and Ty Law actually talk a lot about lack of practice time now in the NFL, different than when you guys played. Like, what causes that?
We're all –
How do you fix it?
It is different, and I agree with Wiggy and Tyler on that. It is different in saying that we're all operating under the same collectively bargained rules. And so to go out there and, you know, and not be able to tackle at this point in the season has been disappointing, and we just got to get better.
But why has the defense gotten worse as the season's gone on?
You know, I would say, you know, early on, you know, we felt pretty good about, you know, the guys that we had out there. You know, you look at the first game and just, you know, you have Bentley out there, you know, you got the safeties out there rolling, you got, you know, obviously Barmo wasn't there, but those things have definitely hurt us. Now, not making it an excuse, and the other guys have definitely stepped up and tried to fill those roles, but those things definitely take a toll, and it's got to be better.
Did they give you an explanation on what I thought was a horrible, horrible roughing the passer call? Like, did they... to make you understand, because I just look like, it looked like to me Jennings kind of just tripped and went to the side, and I believe it was Keon White just kind of gave a little shove in the back, but they called it on Jennings. Did they give you a better explanation?
I don't want to get too far into that. What I would say is they said that there was forcible contact to the head and neck area. You can't challenge those things or anything. Yeah, if they made the call, and I will say this on the penalties on the half glass full. Like, I mean, I think that was the least amount of penalties we've had the last 5 or 6 weeks. So that's definitely a good thing. Trying to pull a positive out of it.
We appreciate that.
Only four.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago when we talked to you, you said, you know, during the bye week, there was a lot of things that you wanted to improve on. What was the main focus during the bye week? And do you think that you followed through on that?
For us, it was just about, you know, just going back to fundamentals. And it didn't show up in the game in the times that we needed it to show up.
I'm just curious just to confirm on the sneak.
Did you just Google a question?
No. I was just thinking about the first answer.
This guy.
No,
grab a question.
You said.
Do your homework.
I do my homework every day. I'm cramming.
He's over there Googling questions.
So the reason Mac, I was thinking about Mac. The reason
now
Drake.
He's frazzled. He's frazzled.
Yeah, he's frazzled.
I am. I'm going to walk this back tomorrow. So the reason Drake didn't sneak is because of the concussion issue.
No, it's not. That was a conversation that we had in the past.
He's clear and all set.
He's out of the concussion protocol. He can quarterback sneak. And again, look, it's on me. I like that, though. I like that.
You like
that. I'll get you off air.
is there no issue? Because I think a lot of people, you know, speculate. Everything we do is speculation here because we're not in here. We're not behind the scenes. Is there no issue between you and Alex Van Pelt when it comes to philosophy and where you see the offense, whether it's being conservative, aggressive, whatever it is? Are you guys on the same page?
100% on the same page. And I back Alex 100%.
Even more so, though, in that same breath, do you feel like what you were promised when you took this coaching job has come through? Like, were you told that you were going
by who?
Well, by the crafts, I guess, because we talk about that all the time. Were you told that you had the reins to do whatever you want, that they were going to spend a ton of money, that you were going to pick the staff around you, and maybe that didn't happen? It's all speculation for us. Since you're sitting here,
I'm not going to get into all that.
As long as you're here,
this is the staff I want. This is the staff that we need, and look, we just got to get better.
But you're happy with how this season, even though maybe the wins and losses.
I'm not happy with, you know, it's hard to say happy with the season when we're sitting here with this record.
Happy with how you've been treated as the head coach.
By who?
By the organization.
The organization's been fantastic.
Okay, good.
Speaking of the staff, I don't want to get off this topic. Obviously, Brian works for you. He's in your defensive backfield, safeties coach. Have you spoken to him? Is he going to go join his dad at North Carolina? Has that come up at all?
No, we haven't talked about that at all. And he's been, you know, 100% on the opponent, which was Arizona this past week.
Knowing Bill as well as you do, were you surprised that that's where he's going?
Look, I know he's a great coach, and he needs to be coached, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He looks good in Carolina blue.
Carolina blue is nice.
Yeah. It's a good color.
He'll have more Jordans than me now.
How many do you have?
I don't count.
Oh, you don't count them?
No, I don't have a lot like that. I actually give them away after, you know, to people. So,
last one for me, 0 for 6 when it came to converting on third down. Boomer brought up that package. You've had a chance to look at film. What's the issue there?
I would say at least two of those were situations where we're just trying to get back into field goal range. So situational third downs. But again, like, we just got to get open and make the plays.
Gerard, one thing that you talked about, and I think we talked about this with and who do we interview on Friday?
Oh man,
Jelani.
I was talking to a lot of people.
Rough weekend.
Jelani, you give me a hard time.
I'm horrible with names, Gerard. I mean,
are you?
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
You can't be bad with names. You're on TV.
He's really bad with names.
He calls Stacy Champ.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what's up?
Are you that? What's up, my guy?
Yeah, that's me,
my guy.
Yeah, that is me all day long. But we talked with Jelani on Friday and talked about creating turnovers. How do you work on that in practice to, like, maybe, you know, because you guys have been struggling all year there. What can you do differently maybe in practice, in the games? I know it's got to be difficult for guys to be able to try to create a turnover and tackle at the same time. Is there something that maybe you guys feel like you could do a little bit better?
Yeah, that second guy that comes in always has an opportunity to strip at the football. I would say, I've always said this, is that turnovers come in bunches. Sacks come in bunches, and we just haven't been able to really get that one to get everything mm-hmm. else flowing. So hopefully it's this week.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to it.
All right.
What Shime? Oh, Shime says I didn't ask the Hellman's Mayo question of the week.
Yeah, we got to get this guy out of here.
You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Anybody?
I have a question. What do you think about just playing on Christmas Day? The NFL's just started it. Do you like it? Do you think they should, you know, what are your thoughts on Christmas Day NFL football?
Yeah, I think it's good for the league. I think it's good, you know, and then you get a couple of extra days on the back end on that. Look, I love to see, I'm a fan of football first and foremost, so I love to hear about football on Christmas.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. I won't see you before then. I think maybe these guys will Monday. But
where are you going?
I'm going to take a couple days off.
Ooh.
I know it's normally it's no days off. I know that. take a couple days off. So, all right, that's Gerard Mayo, a Patriots Monday. We will be right back from...
Oh man!
Jeez.
Hey, you guys.
Shime,
what happened yesterday?
There's eight billion things.
There's not.
Look at that.
You have all your notes there.
He has his own egg.
I'm answering questions pop up. You got a whole script.
Mine is just the frustration from my team losing.
The conversation. The conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Thank you, Gerard. We'll be right back.
All right, thanks.